Let's read together Ezekiel chapter 4. In this chapter, we have three signs or object lessons that God gave Ezekiel to act out before the people to indicate the coming fall of Jerusalem. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 8. Ezekiel chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. You also, son of man, take a clay tablet and lay it before you and portray on it a city, Jerusalem. Lay siege against it. Build a siege wall against it and heap up a mound against it. Set camps against it also and place battering rams against it all around. Moreover, take for yourself an iron plate and set it as an iron wall between you and the city. Set your face against it, and it shall be besieged, and you shall lay siege against it. This will be a sign to the house of Israel. Lie also on your left side, and lay the iniquity of the house of Israel upon it. According to the number of the days that you lie on it, you shall bear their iniquity. For I have laid on you the years of their iniquity, according to the number of the days, 390 days. So shall you bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. And when you have completed them, lie again on your right side. Then you shall bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days. I have laid on you a day for each year. Therefore you shall set your face toward the siege of Jerusalem. Your arm shall be uncovered, and you shall prophesy against it. And surely I will constrain you so that you cannot turn from one side to another till you have ended the days of your siege. Let's begin our study of Ezekiel chapter 4 with some background notes. We saw at the end of Ezekiel chapter 3 that Ezekiel was restricted in his preaching ministry. He was only to go out and preach when the Lord told him to, because the house of Israel was a rebellious house. Now here in chapter 4, we see that God directed Ezekiel to give the people some signs or object lessons, which symbolically portrayed the coming siege and fall of Jerusalem. Remember, Ezekiel was prophesying from Babylon. He and other fellow Jews, including Daniel, were already captives in Babylon. However, Jerusalem had still not fallen to the Babylonians. The temple was still standing. But it was only a matter of time before Jerusalem would be conquered, and a great number of Jews would either be killed or brought as captives to Babylon. During the few years that remained, Ezekiel gave these signs or object lessons to the people as part of his ministry. He probably acted out these object lessons right in front of his house where he lived among the captives in Babylon. Ezekiel was not the only prophet directed by God to use drama in his ministry. At this same time, Jeremiah was using dramatic illustrations in Jerusalem to warn the people there of the coming invasion and fall of the city. The prophet Isaiah had also been directed by God to use drama on occasion to drive home his message. See Isaiah chapter 20, for example, where Isaiah was told by the Lord to take off his outer clothes and go barefoot as a dramatic sign of the way captives would be taken away by the king of Assyria. Drama and object lessons can be used quite effectively in the ministry today, and not just for children. Sometimes folks can understand and get the point of your message better and faster when a dramatic presentation accompanies your sermon. However, all drama with no preaching doesn't always get the point across, so balance is needed. The prophet Ezekiel used drama, but it was backed up by Ezekiel's preaching when the Lord opened his mouth. Well, so much for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points for Ezekiel chapter 4. Doctrinal point number one, the siege of Jerusalem was predicted by Ezekiel. The siege of Jerusalem was predicted by Ezekiel. In the first sign or object lesson, Ezekiel was to take a clay tablet or brick and draw a diagram of the city of Jerusalem on it. Then Ezekiel was to place the tablet or brick on the ground and build miniature siege walls and ramps and battering rams and camps around the tablet or brick. Now, I don't know whether or not Ezekiel enjoyed playing toy soldiers, but that is essentially what he was doing with the battering rams and miniature military camps. The point of all this, of course, was to indicate that it wouldn't be long before the Babylonian army would surround Jerusalem with a siege and no one would escape. The point of the iron plate of verse 3 that was set up between Ezekiel and the model city was to indicate that God had cut off Jerusalem from his help and he would not listen to their cries for help. It was too late now. In verses 4 through 8, we have a second sign or object lesson. Ezekiel was to lie on his side by the model city day after day. Now, the hardest part of this symbolic act for us to figure out is the meaning of the 390 days that Ezekiel lay on his left side for the house of Israel and the additional 40 days he lay on his right side for the house of Judah. Most likely, Ezekiel did not lie on his side continuously for all of these days, but for part of each day. During this time, he had himself tied up with ropes or constrained in some way, and he probably had something on his side, maybe writing in this object lesson, to represent the sins of the people that he was bearing. Look at the end of verse 5. "So you shall bear the iniquity of the house of Israel." Now, what do the numbers mean? 390 days for the northern kingdom of Israel and 40 additional days for the southern kingdom of Judah. We see in verses 5 and 6 that each day represents a year. But now, do the years represent past years in which Israel and Judah had sinned, or future years in which Israel and Judah would be punished for their sin? Or a combination of past and future years? And what dates determine the starting points or termination points? If you read the commentaries, you will find that many suggestions have been made, and all of them are possibilities, but there is lots of disagreement. There's even a manuscript variation in the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Old Testament, which has 190 days instead of 390 days. So this is one of those areas in the Bible where we're going to have to wait until we get to heaven to find out exactly what these numbers mean. As Ezekiel conducted this elaborate object lesson, there was no doubt in anyone's mind what the main point was. Jerusalem, the city of the temple, was about to be put under siege because of the sins of the nation. Notice from verse 7. That Ezekiel may have also opened his mouth and prophesied against Jerusalem while he was lying there. However, he may have bared his arm and prophesied in silent gesture as part of this dramatic object lesson. In any case, the siege of Jerusalem was predicted by Ezekiel. Doctrinal point number 2. The famine in Jerusalem was predicted by Ezekiel. The famine in Jerusalem was predicted by Ezekiel. Verses 9 through 17. "Also take for yourself wheat, barley, beans, lentils, millet, and spelt. Put them into one vessel and make bread of them for yourself. During the number of days that you lie on your side, 390 days, you shall eat it. And your food which you eat shall be by weight, 20 shekels a day. From time to time you shall eat it. You shall also drink water by measure, 1/6 of a hin. From time to time you shall drink. And you shall eat it as barley cakes and bake it using fuel of human waste in their sight." Then the Lord said, "So shall the children of Israel eat their defiled bread among the Gentiles, where I will drive them." So I said, "Ah, Lord God, indeed I have never defiled myself from my youth till now. I have never eaten what died of itself or was torn by beasts, nor has abominable flesh ever come into my mouth." Then he said to me, "See, I am giving you cow dung instead of human waste, and you shall prepare your bread over it." Moreover, he said to me, "Son of man, surely I will cut off the supply of bread in Jerusalem. They shall eat bread by weight and with anxiety, and shall drink water by measure and with dread, that they may lack bread and water, and be dismayed with one another, and waste away because of their iniquity." Here we have the third dramatic sign that Ezekiel gave to the people. While he was lying on his side, he was to eat only a small amount of bread that he had baked and drink only a small amount of water each day. The obvious meaning of this symbolic act was that when Jerusalem came under siege by the Babylonians, there would be a time of famine. The purpose, of course, of a siege was to starve the people out. Sometimes a siege would go on for over a year, as in the case of Jerusalem. There would be a time of great famine. The food and fuel and water supply would be exhausted. The bread that Ezekiel baked was the bread of the poor. Poor people would sweep up whatever they could find. Wheat, barley, beans, lentils, millet, and spelt, as we see there in verse 9. But poor people would sweep up whatever they could find and bake it over fire, fueled by whatever they could find to burn, including dung. Did you know there's a bread on the market today called Ezekiel's bread? It's marketed as Bible bread. Bread as described in the Holy Scriptures. That's right on the wrapper, along with the quote from Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 9. This verse that talks about these ingredients of the bread that Ezekiel baked. Well, these folks that market this bread, they missed the whole point of the passage. Ezekiel was told to eat this bread not because it was nutritious. No, it was the kind of bread the people would be forced to eat during the coming famine. It was the bread of the poor. All of this as part of the object lesson that Ezekiel is acting out before the people, not only to indicate that Jerusalem would come under siege, but the famine in Jerusalem was predicted by Ezekiel. So that's our doctrinal point number two. The famine in Jerusalem was predicted by Ezekiel. What about practical application from Ezekiel chapter 4? Don't expect only pleasant jobs in Christian service. Don't expect only pleasant jobs in Christian service. You know, some Christians have the idea that if you are involved in Christian service, every job will be pleasant because you're serving the Lord. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. Not all jobs in Christian service are pleasant. God asked Ezekiel to bake his bread over a fire using human waste for fuel, as we see there in verse 12. And you shall eat it as barley cakes and bake it using fuel of human waste in their sight. This was certainly not a pleasant experience for Ezekiel, who was of priestly lineage. But it was part of the object lesson that Ezekiel was to give to the people, meaning that the captives would be forced to eat defiled food and become ceremonially unclean. Now, the Lord let Ezekiel change to cow's dung, but still it was an unpleasant task. Let me ask you, has God ever called you to an unpleasant job in Christian service? You know, I remember as a teenager serving the Lord at a Christian camp for the summer. One of my jobs was to keep the septic lines unplugged from the Camp Johns. Not a pleasant experience, I assure you. But it was all part of serving the Lord and doing my part for the ongoing camp ministry. There are many unpleasant jobs that need to be done in Christian service. Are you willing? Don't expect only pleasant jobs in Christian service.